Now, as far as the Anthony Volpe situation, there's a lot of layers to this. And if you're unaware of what happened, he's done with his rehab assignment, but he's been sent down to AAA. We talked about this at length here on After Hours going into this year. Number one, I'm a huge fan of Jose Caballero. Number two, my feeling on this all along was Anthony Volpe was public enemy number one last year. You know, at times it was Devin Williams as well. But I think for the whole year, especially when you consider you knew Anthony Volpe wasn't going anywhere, where Williams was obviously a guy that could leave at the end of the year. So as much as he was frustrating for Yankee fans and as much as they booed him, as much as they couldn't stand the sight of him at times, you figured, all right, he's out at the end of the year. They're not bringing him back. But with Volpe, this is sort of their golden boy. This is sort of the golden goose. This is the guy at shortstop that they want to be the next Jeter, or they want to be the guy for them for a very long time at that position. And I think based on that and also the play on the field, and of course he was hurt, but you know what? He was on the field and the results were what they were. And they were not good. Defensively, offensively, it was just a mess of a year. The team didn't do him any favors, but the team gets enough flack at times. You know, how often can you get mad at Brian Cashman? At some point, you got to be mad at someone else and Boone as well. So Volpe got a lot of the disdain from Yankee fans. And I get it based on the production and based on the fact that a lot of people think he's their sports nepotism and he's the golden boy. And the talk that I had all offseason here on After Hours was if Caballero's playing well, you cannot, under any circumstances, hand the keys to the car back to Anthony Volpe. You cannot. Fans will reject that immediately. They will boo Volpe immediately. And not only that, if you have a productive player at shortstop, and Caballero, and you've seen this now in last year and then the first month of this year, number one, what he brings to the table, speed-wise. He just has a different dynamic that he brings to the game that a lot of the players on the team don't in terms of that, in terms of stealing bases and things of that nature. His intensity, his fire. Look, I think there's always a balance that you want to have on the team, on any team. But it felt like for a while the Yankees, the players, it was a little bit too buttoned up, a little too corporate. Judge is like that. Volpe's like that. And they needed like a swift kick in the ass. And they need a player out there that shows a little bit more fire, a little bit more energy. And nobody is better at that than Caballero. And when you factor that in with the defense and with the speed, to me, it was a no-brainer. If he was playing well, he should keep his job and Volpe should have to sit and earn some playing time. Now, the Yankees just went in a different direction. They just basically said, see ya. They don't even want to. It was one of those where scholarship's over, you're done. You're going back down to the minors. Now, there's two ways to look at this. The first way is the Yankees are doing business differently. Cashman is looking at things differently. This is not something that Cashman would have done in the past. That's why we talked about it, because many, myself included, figured when the time came that Volpe was healthy, they were going to, even though I think it would have been dumb, they would have handed the job back to Volpe because they can't quit Anthony Volpe. They feel like he is probably, maybe not the better, definitely the better prospect, or a prospect at this point, meaning a younger player, like his prospect of being on this team long-term is better than Caballero's. And you want to see Volpe get back on the field. And you know you did him a little dirty last year with having him out there being injured and all. But to be in this situation and Caballero playing the way he is, to send Volpe down, you could look at it as Caballero's playing better. Volpe doesn't deserve the opportunity. Let's just send him to the minors so there's not even the conversation. Let's just get him out of here. Let's just not even have him around. We don't even want him on up here with the big club. Let him get reps down there because we don't have any interest in sitting Caballero right now. So Volpe's not going to get a lot of looks. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is they're waiting. They didn't want to have Volpe up here because they kind of do want to go back to him, but they're thinking, all right, if Caballero slows down a little bit, if he cools off a little bit, then we'll bring Volpe back up here. And then the change and the shift and the bringing Volpe back to shortstop and giving him his old position back and his starting lineup and being back in the starting lineup, that position back as well, and it'll make it an easier transition. You'd like to think it's that they're doing business differently, because that mindset will change a lot of the trajectory of, I think, of this year and years going forward. Because it's not just about, well, we love this Volpe guy, we're just going to go to him no matter what. Instead of, hey, put the better player out there and the player that deserves it better and a guy that gives you a different wrinkle and a different dynamic, which Caballero does when it comes to speed, when it comes to defense, when it comes to his attitude. Look, the people are behind him. Sometimes the Yankees will swim against the current. This is not one of those situations where you would do that. And you were worried that they might. Not only did they not, that they just sent Volpe the hell out of here. And time will tell, because Caballero will have a moment, I think, where he struggles, because he's human, he's a baseball player. Even the great baseball players have bad stretches. When he has that bad stretch, is there a quick trigger finger to get Volpe back up here and put him at shortstop? That's going to be the true test. Like, this is the first sort of checkpoint, first step of, well, maybe Cashman's going about things differently. The second one will be Caballero is struggling. Do they bring Volpe up? Or do they just say, you know what, Caballero is our shortstop? If it was me, Caballero would be the guy for the rest of the year. For the rest of the year. I'd allow him to get in slumps, get his way out of slumps, you know, work his way out of it. That way he's not looking over his shoulder worrying about Volpe. Not that I think he's wired that way, but still. He could be asked about it, or just a conversation. Like, they need to say, you know what? Caballero's our guy. We love Anthony, but Caballero's the guy. And let Volpe work it out in AAA, and then down the road, we'll see what ends up happening. I don't think they're giving up on Volpe, but the way things are playing out this year, teams also rocking and rolling, which is a big part of it. Why upset the apple cart? Makes no sense. So it was the right move by the Yankees. I'm not fully ready to commit to say that they're doing things differently. That will come if Caballero struggles and they don't bring Volpe up and they quit Anthony Volpe, at least for the time being, which is the right thing to do. But for now, they did the right thing. And they should be commended for that.